This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler has visited the Colorado Smelter Superfund site in Pueblo. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Some 1,900 South Pueblo properties were potentially affected by lead and arsenic left behind by a silver smelter that shut down in 1908. To get these toxins cleaned up, the EPA placed the area on its national priorities list in 2014. Wheeler says it was the right decision to speed up the project a couple of years ago by more than doubling its annual budget.
There are too many examples of sites around the country that have become stuck and lingered on the list for years.
He says outdoor cleanup work is complete at almost half the properties likely to need it, and the entire project will be finished by 2023. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
A new mural looks over downtown Colorado Springs. Pyramid Lake Paiute artist and activist Greg Deal painted the 60-foot-tall portrait of his daughter last week. CPR's Avery Lill has more.
The mural depicts Sage Deal. She's wearing a punk band t-shirt, and details like her earrings point to her Pyramid Lake Paiute heritage. Greg Deal says it represents modern indigenous people.
The concepts of stereotypes and mascots and things of that nature contribute to dehumanizing people. If we're never really portrayed as humans, then it becomes difficult for people to look at us as human beings.
Deal says the red hand painted across his daughter's face calls attention to the high rates of violence against Indigenous women, girls, and LGBTQ people. The mural is part of the 22nd annual Art on the Streets exhibit. I'm Avery Lill, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Republican Governor Larry Hogan talks about how coronavirus has affected Maryland's economy. Then, the campaign of Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia is accused of trafficking in anti-Semitic tropes after releasing an ad with an altered image of his Democratic opponent, who is Jewish. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, before COVID-19, roughly 60% of Colorado's unemployment claims were filed by men. But that's not the case in the pandemic, and CPR's Taylor Allen will explain why in 10 minutes here on All Things Considered on CPR News. 87 degrees in Denver.